Linda's devotional on Uplifting Encouraging Spirit FM.
Greg Laurie writes, reading from Mark chapter 14, verse 34, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch.'" Have you ever felt lonely? Felt as though your friends and family had abandoned you? Have you ever had a hard time understanding or submitting to the will of God for your life? If so, then you have an idea of what the Lord Jesus went through as he agonized at Gethsemane. Hebrews 4 verses 15 and 16 tells us, "This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it." Isaiah 53 verse 5 tells us that Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. But the sorrow he experienced in Gethsemane on the night before his crucifixion seemed to be the culmination of all the sorrow he had ever known, and it would accelerate to a climax the following day. The ultimate triumph that was to take place at Calvary was first accomplished between the old olive trees of Gethsemane. It's interesting that the very word Gethsemane means olive press. Olives were pressed to make oil, and truly, Jesus was being pressed from all sides that he might bring life to us. But here's what it accomplished. Because of what Jesus went through at Gethsemane and ultimately at the cross, we can call upon his name. Though it was painful and a horrific transition, it was necessary for the ultimate goal of what was accomplished: salvation, yours and mine. Maybe you're at a crisis point in your life right now, a personal Gethsemane. You have your will, you know what you want, yet you can sense that God's will is different. Would you be willing to say, "Lord, I'm submitting my will to yours. Not my will, but yours be done." You won't regret making that decision.